The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
See Live Off the Record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bahamar, City of Hope, Epic Battery, Printmasters, RF Bank and Trust, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Sun Oil Limited.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Thursday afternoon. So glad you could join us here today. Today I have with me, the one and only Laverne Gardner.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Our listeners get to hear me twice in one day.
Yes, indeed. But they got to hear you.
I don't know if it's a treat or it's a trip.
No, well, we have common grounds today, so they need to hear from you today too. ladies and gentlemen, if you want to give us a call today, the numbers to do so are the same. You can call us on 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. Or you can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. All right, so let me warn the folks in Grand Bahama, and in particular the people at Grand Bahama Power Company. We're gonna be talking about you today. Yeah, we're gonna be talking about you today because lots of people in Grand Bahama are talking about Grand Bahama Power Company. Am I lying, Laverne?
You are not lying. You are not. It's all over social media. Everybody's talking.
And the reason for that is what, Laverne?
The exorbitant amount that people are paying for their current, their last month, this month, whatever month, their power bill.
So people have been raging about BPL before, talking about the cost of electricity, and pretty much Grand Bahama Power Company sits out there in the quiet corner with nobody making noise, at least at this time, at least before now, even though there were periods when people were making noise because these episodes of either unusually high power bills or a request by Grand Bahama Power to get a rate hike have been a cause for concern. Now, I want to have a conversation about this and hopefully anchor some observations that I just think we need to be aware of. I mean, just the reality of things, right? So let me give you my own history, right? At least my own recent experience. So I have a small business. I do, in Freeport, a little, takeout restaurant. It's a passion project for me. I ain't trying, it ain't gonna make me no $1 million. It ain't gonna make me, If it make me $10,000 in a given year, I'll be lucky. At the moment it just started, it's not even breaking even. And I understand that, I expect that. So that's not something that bothers me. This is, anyone who knows business knows you have to build it up, right? So, but it's a small business, and like many small businesses and medium-sized businesses, some even big businesses, you find yourself struggling to break even or struggling to maintain some marginal profit or something like that. But you're in the game, and you can thug it out. You know what I mean? You're gonna endure the periods of cash flow leanness, and then and then owners are gonna put money into it, and they understand, well, I know what I'm working toward, and it may get there one day, maybe it won't, but I'm gonna work for it. And so you do that. Okay. So Laverne, when I started this business, the power bill was $1,600+ a month. Okay. Now, I have to tell you, that power bill is rivaling what you paid a landlord for the rent.
Right.
Right. So I said to myself, oh, my God, I can't do this. I'm looking at the numbers. I said, no, I can't do this. So the place has a walk-in freezer. So I say, well, you know what? You got to make adjustments. Shut the walk-in freezer off. Do some other things and make it work that way. Got the light bill down about $800+ a month. Okay? Much better. Not happy, but it's much better than it was, right? Again, it's $800+ a month, but I'm breaking even. I'm not there yet. Okay? So, but I'm going to work with this, all right? So, you know, you go and struggle along with that for months and months and do it. You know, I don't complain. You're the power company. You're a business. You're trying to meet your cost and all that kind of stuff. I'm not one of those people who think you're a predatory and you're trying to chew up. Not. I don't get into that. Then, so the other day, I get a call. I'm away. The power's off. The power's been cut off. I was like, the power's been cut off? Well, I mean, I'm anticipating the bill coming, and I'm anticipating this bill to be what, Laverne? What am I anticipating this bill to be?
$800
or something, right?
$800+ yeah.
So I'm away. So I send someone to go see what the deal is. You know, we'll at the very least, let's pay the arrears off, and then ask what happened before, and then you're straight, right?
Right.
But then I hear, oh, no, you owe us $2,800 in arrears now. Not in the full bill. I said, how is that even conceivable? How is that conceivable? Well, so Laverne, what I have here is the power bill. So the consumption, my regular consumption, hasn't changed. So you know what the bill is for that? $728.19. I could live with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
$728.19. But then the bill also has a storm recovery charge, $26.98. Mm-hmm. Which storm would this be now? This would be Dorian?
Yes, this would be Dorian.
Dorian was in 2019?
Yes.
So 7 years later, you're paying storm recovery charge. I wonder if somebody, this is my first question to the Grand Bahama Power Company. Could you explain to us how long is this storm recovery charge supposed to be? And what cost was it covering? $40 million, $50 million, $60 million. How many customers do you have paying $26.93? And how long are they going to pay that on a monthly basis until you are made whole from your recovery, so-called?
Well, let me just interject here and let you know that, to my mind, and I'm only focusing on the storm recovery charge.
Right now, that's all
Yeah, we would think that it was a flat rate because you knew, let's say you were out $60 million. So you would know that you have to charge each customer X amount over a period of time to recoup whatever this is or whatever you're trying to do. But that's not the case because everybody's storm recovery charge is not the same. So So some paying more, some paying less. Everybody's paying it.
You did the okay. Hold on. You telling me $26.98 is not based like everybody ain't paying that?
No, everybody's not paying that. I know this for a fact. Some people are paying $4, and it's you don't know. You don't know what it's going to be that month. So some people, and I'm just going by this month, some have paid $4 or required to pay $4 in change, some $19. I myself was charged $10.35.
Okay, so this must be then a percentage charge. Yeah.
A percentage of what?
Yeah, so I looked at this as a percentage of my consumption, my base
consumption. Your base consumption in 2019?
What's that?
Is this a percentage of your base consumption in 2019?
Yeah, the 728.19, that would be 3.7% of that. $26.90 would be 3.7%. So let's say your bill was something, but if your $10, you think your $10 is 3.7% of that bill?
We will do the math. But yeah, my question is, why am I paying this storm recovery charge as a percentage of what I am consuming right now?
Well, first of all, what I would like to know is, why am I paying a storm recovery charge, period?
Okay.
When you don't have a storm and your equipment is fine, whatever benefits you get from that equipment, you don't share with me. Disasters happen to every business, right? Every business has disasters, has things that can have implications for them, hurricanes, etc., and they destroy your equipment and all that kind of stuff. We don't go around and say to our customers, oh, by the way, you know, the hamburger is $6, but that 30 cents, that's a disaster recovery amount. So anyways, you're charging it and we didn't say you shouldn't charge it, but now that you're charging it, the question is, how are you charging it? What are you charging it for? What was the recovery amount? And how long is this supposed to happen? Right? Anyway, I was reading the bill. So the base amount was $728.19. The storm recovery amount is $26.98. Listen to this now, Laverne. Remember now, what was I paying on a regular basis before now?
$800
right?
Mm-hmm.
The fuel surcharge is $793.43. The base rate is $728.
Mm-hmm.
The fuel surcharge amount is $793.43. So just on the basis of the fuel surcharge, I went back to where I was when the
when it was $1,600.
When I was using the walk-in freezer. So now if I was using the walk-in freezer, this amount would now be $2,100 or something a month. A little small business struggling trying to make it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to finish the bill. That ain't enough. So I have $728.19, $26.98, $793.43, and then there's a value-added taxes, the government tax of $154.86.
Correct.
Now, bear in mind, those of you, this is commercial now, not residential. Bear in mind, those of you residential consumers, the government of the Bahamas promised to subsidize the fuel surcharge so that it didn't cost Bahamians who are consumers of BPL more. That don't apply, as I understand it, to you at the Grandmama Power Company. Even though you are taxpayers, just like the taxpayers who subscribed to BPL. Right? So that fuel surcharge you getting charged that costs your bill to double? Because I know your residential bill almost double, eh?
Absolutely.
Okay. But the government ain't doing nothing for you in Grand Bahama and Freeport. You're not a BPL customer. But they're going to use your taxpayer money because you do pay taxes. You pay VAT, right, when you go to food store?
Every time.
Okay. They're going to use your tax money to go and pay subsidized Nassau. Okay? In addition to that, there's a reconnect fee. So you cut more off, it's a reconnect fee. That's $30. So, you know, people in Nassau complain about BPL's base rate. You know what BPL's base rate is? I think it's $14 up to 14 cents, 0 cents up to 200, 14, about 15 cents up to 800. And then I think it's like 19 cents for the fuel surcharge or 21 cents. You know what BPL's base rate, Grandmama Power Company's base rate is? Between zero and 20,000 is 20 cents.
Between zero and 200 kilowatts.
They're saying between zero and this says 20,000 kilowatt hours.
Okay.
Is 20 cents. And the fuel surcharge rate is 23 cents, a little over 23 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Grandmama Power Company is higher in both cases.
I'm reading. I don't know how it is for commercial, but residential.
Yeah, that's right. This commercial. Yeah.
Yeah, your commercial. For residential, 0 to 200 is 17 cents.
So 0 to 200 is 17 cents, whereas BPL, it's 0.
Right.
Okay.
201 to 350 is 18 cents.
18 cents. You would be paying. BPL about 15 cents.
And 351 to 800 is 20. You might as well, because I'm sure they rounded up.
You would be paying cents. BPL 15 cents. You're paying them 20 some cents?
23
cents. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what the fuel surcharge is?
You ready?
Uh-huh.
The fuel surcharge is 23 cents.
Just like the commercial rate. Okay. Yeah. So here's the thing, though. So as somebody in business, I understand businesses have to cover their cost. So they charge what they charge. We live in small populations. So sometimes your scaling is much more difficult. And so your costs on a per capita basis might be higher. I understand all of that. What I do not understand is this. This is one of the things I don't understand. I don't understand lack of transparency on the part of companies that have almost quasi-business functioning in a society. I don't understand that. I don't understand how you do things and apply things to people. And you don't share with them information. You don't tell them, listen, maybe you need to be careful. You need to be aware that your billing is going to be higher. Even BPL and the government did that. You don't do that. You don't do that to people, right? That's a little problematic, a little problem for me. The second thing is you have these extraordinary increases in billing, right? You have these extraordinary increases. Bear in mind, now sometimes, you know, Laverne, people say, oh, you fail at business because you didn't know what you was doing and all that kind of stuff. Think about it now. Businesses they've done nothing different. Nothing different. Maybe they breaking even. Maybe they just breaking even. Maybe they little profitable. Maybe they profitable. But I do nothing different. They're just running the business and they're doing their business and they're comfortable and they feel like they can make it. And then all of a sudden the power bill just doubles on you.
Right.
Okay, you didn't do anything. So this ain't about you. You don't know how to run business. You don't know how to manage your cash flow. You did nothing. Save and use the power and the same amount of power you've been using. And the bill doubles on you. And you go to power company and say, listen, man, you know, this is an extraordinary increase. How about we do this? What I don't understand is are you all serious? The inflexibility that you could be confronted with in trying to negotiate something with these people when you have had a cost increase not of your own making?
Very true.
Right? I mean, I would think, right? You just, like, there's got to be some more reasonableness in that regard. Just some more. Maybe some, right? Okay. But that's on you. You don't have to do that. This is the most salient point I want to make today, which is this. If you are a small and medium-sized business in this country, in Freeport, Grand Bahama, or in the rest of the Bahamas, things like this make it extraordinarily difficult to stay in business. And that's just a fact. And it is something that has to be addressed. Something. And you know, we don't get to know that does BPL, does the Grand Bahama Power Company publish financial statements?
Are you aware? Not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware of. I don't know if they have to submit them to the regulators, their regulators, but not that I'm aware of.
But even if they submit them to the regulators, that wouldn't make them public because the regulators may not have no obligation to do so. So we don't know whether these people are profitable, not profitable, etc. But what I do know, what I am told, though, is some of this fuel surcharge increase isn't related to increased cost of fuel. Because, you know, in the case of BPL, they're supposed to pass on the fuel surcharge because it reflects any increases in their cost of fuel.
Correct.
But this, I understand. And Grand Bahama Power Company, call me, blame me. I can tell you what I understand. Is a result of the rental of some generators that they are using, which are not the most efficient, that are consuming lots and lots of fuel, and that this cost is a cost that is now driving up the cost of things for residential and commercial consumers.
That's okay. How are they permitted to do that, to pass that cost on to us?
Well, I mean, there are no prohibitions in law to that, no more than anybody could prohibit me from passing on my costs if the cost of sodas go up and I need to do something about it. But
okay, but not but let's not say the cost of sodas went up.
Mm.
Let's not look at the cost of sodas. Look, oh, we got.
Let's say the staff wasting the flour.
No, let's look at it like this. You purchased a refrigerator to cool the sodas.
Mm-hmm.
The refrigerator that you purchased has malfunction.
Right.
As a result, you had to get, on a temporary basis, a more expensive refrigerator until mm-hmm. you can get your refrigerator repaired. You're going to pass that cost on to your customers. You have to increase the cost of your sodas because the machine that you got that you're responsible for maintaining, if it requires maintenance, has malfunction, and so as a temporary measure, a temporary fix, or whatever, you had to get a more expensive refrigerator for the sodas that you were selling to the customer. So now you're going to pass that. You're going to increase your soda cost.
Well, the one thing I say is there are no prohibitions to them doing so in law.
Correct.
Now, whether as a customer you feel aggrieved by that, that's a different story. But there are no prohibitions to them doing so. You know, it just, I like one of the things you're taught is that for any business to survive, its ecosystem has to be sustainable. And so, you know, if there are no businesses to pay a power company, the power company will suffer. If there's no power company, the businesses are going to suffer. And whether they accept it or not, and I, you know, I listen, I'm, it's, this is just a conversation, whether they accept it or not, the power situation in terms of costs is making it untenable for some businesses, not all, but some businesses, to forget Excel, forget Strive, forget break even to even survive, period. Now, somebody sent me, said that Amera does publish their financials. I'm looking on the website. I don't see them. So maybe if you go on the website and you when you pull up the financials, you can send me the link to that particular portion of the site. Wait, Levine, let's take a break. We take a break, and then when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to feel the fire. Free National Movement invites you to Zone Meeting East. It's going down Tuesday, August 19th at 7 p.m. at Charles Edward Carter Park, Charles Saunders Highway. Meet your FNM candidates. Dr. Nicholas Fox, Fox Hill. Dr. Jackie Penknowles, Marathon. Ellsworth Johnson, Yamacraw. Adrian White, St. Anne's. FNM Deputy Leader, Shenandoah Cartwright. And your future Prime Minister, FNM Leader, Michael C. Pintar. See you Tuesday, August 19th at Charles Edward Carter Park, Charles Saunders Highway. See you there!
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join me here today. I'm here with Mrs. Laverne Gardner, and we're talking about the power situation in Grand Bahama right now, because everybody's talking about it. Somebody went one of the social media sites, and they said, I just wanted to share my story because I'm sure it's happening to a lot of Grand Bahamians and many out of where I was away from home for a month, paid my bill in full, so there was no arrears, yet got a bill for $1,600 from Freeport Power 2 days ago. After very lengthy back and forth with their supervisor, they finally admitted that a mistake was made on my bill and it'll be rectified. Is Freeport Power just simply throwing random figures on customer bills? I mean, they were dead set on keeping my bill the same until I submitted them with proof that I was not in the country for this time period. Freeport Power clearly don't take us seriously. Now, this texter had that issue. I can tell you, I had a $2,000+ overcharge by Grand Bahama Power Company years ago. You know what they discovered? And only after I insisted on an investigation and took it up to the general manager, they found out that the meter reader was in my neighbor yard reading my meter with a binoculars.
Tobago, I want us to go back to something that you said earlier when you first talked about the fuel surcharge, I believe it was, and you talked about the protection that the government was offering those BPL users, and we in Grand Bahama don't have that same protection. I just wanted you to restate that again for me, please.
So you'll recall that the Prime Minister indicated when people started complaining about their higher bills, and the higher bills was not because their usage had gone up, it was because the fuel surcharge rate had gone up. And the Prime Minister indicated that the government would be subsidizing their fuel surcharge so that they wouldn't pay more than they would have been accustomed to paying. So they wouldn't pay more than the 21 cents, even though it might have been 22 cents, 23 cents, or 24 cents, or something like that. My point is that from where is the government subsidizing these taxpayers who subscribe to BPL? The Consolidated Fund. There's no segregated tax monies that says this Nassau money, this Abaco money, this Freeport right. money. There is the Consolidated Fund into which all the monies, all the VAT money, all the fees, the license fees, and all of that that you pay in Grand Bahama, Abaco, New Providence, all that gets dumped into the Consolidated Fund. So if the government is subsidizing because it says that it's a hardship for taxpayers to have to be paying these higher than usual fuel surcharge, if that is true for BPL consumers who are taxpayers, and nobody begrudges them to get that, why is it not true for the people who get their power from Grand Bahama Power Company through no fault of their own? Nobody else could supply power to them. BPL cannot supply power to us. So it's unfair. It's an unfair practice. It's inequitable, is my point.
Yeah.
Because here you are. You didn't do anything different. You are trying to control your power and your bill is doubled. Right? And why? And the government isn't giving you any relief like it's giving people relief that subscribes to its own company using your taxpayer money too. Right? Yeah. By the way, BPL does not, Grand Bahama Power Company does not submit Grand Bahama Power Company financial. So we don't know if a company is profitable or not profitable. We do not know. See, so because sometimes if a company isn't profitable, you could say X, Y, and Z. And so you understand a little something. The thing about it is, this is also a company that is a part of a consolidated group called by Amera that has operations all over. So they got big brothers who could subsidize them. Okay, so their cost of capital is not the same as the cost of capital of the BPL. I want you all to appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, when the Grandmama Power Company has to get capital injected by their parent is getting that capital outside of the Bahamas where the cost of capital is immensely cheaper. And they still charge you, talk about you, well, it's too expensive operating here with y'all. It's too expensive operating here with y'all. That's true. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Producer, the caller dropped. Okay. Let me read this text. The text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. It is ironic that you are talking power today. The power is off in Governor's Harbor right now.
Oh, Lord.
There are many ways in which our power situation in terms of cost and even reliability is borderline third worldish. Or should I say, shouldn't say third world, because third world is really not a reference to development as much as it is a reference to discovery, you know. It's more a borderline underdevelopment. Let's put it like that.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah, because third world is the people who thought themselves to be supreme, the colonialists, considered themselves the first world.
First world, right.
Yeah, and then when they discovered or developed other parts, they thought them to be the second world.
Second world.
And then when they come and hit you and discovered you, even though you existed, they discovered you, then you were the third world.
Right. You know, Shivago, going back to the post that you read and then also sharing what happened with you when you were grossly overcharged, these things, while they are upsetting, there's resolution. There was eventually resolution, right? Or we recognize, yes, you were overcharged, we made a mistake, we have to correct it. Or we realize that the meter wasn't being read. But my issue is that this isn't a oopsie, they didn't read the meter correctly situation.
Right.
This is an overall situation that is impacting whether you are a business owner or you are a residential customer. Let's face it, residential customers are business owners are residential customers as well.
Yeah.
So let's go back to when you talk about as a small business owner, you are contending with these bills for your business, this exceedingly high power bill. And then as a residential customer, you are experiencing the same thing. So this isn't an anomaly to say, oh, this was a mistake. The meter was not read well. And that is why I said to someone, they're not particularly interested in someone, a technician, coming to my home and reading my meter as if it may be it's a me problem. This is an overall general problem that people are experiencing. Right? And
right.
So are small businesses expected to survive when they are already struggling, right? And then you look for residents who are making minimum wage, single income family, even if you have income, and you are faced with this. Let me share my story. If you are a Guardian listener, you know my story. I, like you, gas everything what I could get gas, right? So I have a gas water heater. I have a gas stove. I have a gas dryer. I just got my bill today. My bill is $2 and change shy of $400. You said, Summer, you had the AC on. My bill was read August 1st. August 1st, my bill was read. So I was billed up to August 1st when my bill was read. My AC has just turned on and not even central air. Split unit, one unit in the bedroom, just turned on August 3rd. So when bill was read, there was no AC on. Almost $400, $397 and change is my current bill.
Yep.
My consumption charge, $167 and change. My fuel surcharge, $187 and change. Yep. My fuel surcharge is almost $200 and 20 some dollars more than my consumption charge.
You see the problem that I have, and I don't have a problem with businesses. I do not. I want Grand Bahama Power Company to know this. But I can tell you this much. The problem people have with Grand Bahama Power Company, the problem people have with the Bahamas Power and Light, is that people are not confident that you are trustworthy in your billing. People are not confident that you are trustworthy in your billing. Because to be fair, to be honest, when you bill your fuel surcharge, there's no possible chance on planet Earth anybody in the society could know whether that's an honest application or not. You cannot know.
Oh, we have to take your word for it.
Right? The rate we know, you have got approved by the Grand Bahama Power Authority. so you ought to rate. We know your rate, but this fuel surcharge, this is totally your discretion based on your own internal mechanisms, etc. And people are not confident that can be trusted. That's the problem. And then when you're untrustworthy like that, it's a problem, and your consumers, you don't even know what to do. You're like, and let me tell you something, boy. Helplessness ain't a good thing for people to feel. But I can tell, I'm gonna talk to you all. After we come back from the break, I can tell you all. I'm one of them people. I can just complain now. I'm one of them people. When we come back from the break, I'm gonna tell you something. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, and I do empathize with your guest, the person who was speaking about all these expensive numbers on the billing, even when the units are not in action. And you're right about that surcharge situation is beyond our control, and we cannot definitely see how it's calculated. On one good point, it seems as though that this year, it has been few power cuts in Nassau. I don't know if that's the general population, but I have not experienced any power cut in my area. If at all, perhaps, maybe just briefly, but I don't think there was any at all. And also, I must thank the government for taking some of the cushion or subsidizing from the consolidated fund. I think since they make the rules, they can adjust the rules, so I'm thankful. Of course, the bill did go up in the summer, even though I have reduced my consumption and monitor my consumption. I've been doing that over the many years. I mean, in the 90s, I've been checking, and I've been noticing that sometimes, even when they change the meters, automatically, you see the units increase, even with the same level of usage. So, a matter of trust all around in these matters.
Thank you very much. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Brother Lang and Laverne.
Hey.
You know, I would agree that developing world would be more euphemistic than third world division, man-made decision, right? But the last caller made me gave me a different thought about. But I mean, you know, I guess meter companies and being a person who worked in engineering, the rotation maybe have something to do with how fast it rotates, because it's just a counter. And so maybe people need to look into that from that perspective. But you understand what I'm saying? It's because it's just a counter, Mr. Lang. And so the mechanism, different companies, I guess, Revolutions, different. Something is, because you frightened me when you said the guy was reading your meter with a binoculars, right? So the thing is, if he didn't see, well, if he wasn't sure what he was reading, he shouldn't have read it in the first place, right or wrong. But
And voice still 52, he writes something down.
So that's frightening. And so then that creates doubt. But I got a little joke here. And so I was talking to a friend of mine in Cat Island. And so he said they're having load shedding down there also. Yeah, he said they can't keep the, because I was trying to call him on the phone, and he's saying the power is every 4 hours. It's load shedding, so it's load shedding. He's a man almost going to be. He said this. So I don't know if y'all can check that out. All right. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. So to me, like today, Laverne, for me, the thing about it is that residential and commercial consumers of our power companies in the Bahamas, in particular BPL and the Grand Bahama Power Company, like we are in a vortex of uncertainty. Like we are in a trap that we see no way out. That's what we might think. For some people, there is no way out. But for others, maybe there is, and we can talk about it after we come back from our news break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back after the news break.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks, and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands, in all seasons.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Wednesday, Thursday afternoon. I'm here with Mrs. Laverne Gardner. We're talking about what a lot of people are talking about, which is the Grand Bahama Power Company's most recent billings, which have taken people by much surprise and causing much trepidation. And so, you know, I've had my own bout of it. I mean, and again, I ain't railing against no company. I ain't calling no company evil or wicked. I ain't calling nobody predatory. What I am saying is that there are some issues and concerns. There are some challenges that companies and residential people are facing with these billings. And, you know, Laverne, tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I could be dead wrong. If you understood more transparently the dynamics of the billing, you might not be as, you may still be upset, but you might not be as upset.
Perhaps based on the explanation.
Yeah,
I'd say
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But at least if you had a level of understanding, right? You could maybe reason a little bit better or in your mind. But as it stands, like you said, there isn't that level of transparency. So you are left out there to make assumptions, to assume, to whatever. But for me, part of my issue is also the fact that Grand Bahama Power, that utility company is not a law to themselves, right? And what I mean by that is they have a regulator. And so I am saying that at some point, regulators need to step in and say, listen, this isn't a one-off issue. This isn't a situation where the meter reader was in someone else's yard using a binocular. This wasn't an issue where someone typed in, it was supposed to be a 5, it ended up being an 8, and the person is overcharged. There is a consist for the past, I want to say about 3 or 4 months, there has been a consistent increase in people's power bill overall, generally speaking. What is happening?
On the fuel surcharge. On the fuel surcharge.
On the fuel surcharge, yes.
So the question is, has fuel cost gone up considerably over the last 3 months?
And even so, isn't it? And I could be wrong. I thought that they did fuel hedging so that they buy their fuel. You mean
Grand Bahama Power Company? Grand Bahama Power Company?
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that they did it.
I don't know.
No,
I thought they bought in bulk. But even if, to my mind, because I checked, right? It's not gone up in the last, crude oil, that's not gone up in the last few months considerably.
Not significantly, no.
Not significantly. I think the highest was in June at 72. July was 69 and change. The other months were in the low 60s. And so I want to encourage consumers in Grand Bahama. Yes, I know you post to Facebook and all your other social media platforms, and that's fine. But I think that we also need to be posting and sending our complaints to the regulators. And that's the Grand Bahama Power Company. They have an area for you to be able to type your complaints, send in your complaints.
And what's the, you have the link?
I do. So for our listeners, it's gbpa.com, our Grand Bahama listeners, gbpa.com/quality-assurance-complaints. gbpa.com/quality-assurance-complaints/. And we need to be able to do that and have this on record, because this is an issue and it cannot continue. Because I'm still bothered by the fact that the government is willing to help subsidize so that fuel surcharge for BPL users isn't more egregious than they are willing to pay or have paid in the past, but we don't have that same opportunity here in Grand Bahama. And I don't want to hear anything about the port and this and that, because at the end of the day, we are all Bahamian citizens, and I reside on an island in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Yes, and you reside on an island in with a city in which, unless I'm mistaken, Grand Bahama Power Company brings in its fuel bonded.
Okay.
Meaning it is duty exempt. So that's a cost saving, because you, your government, the taxpayers' government, does that. Okay? So C. Allen has sent me quite a bit of information. One of the things he says here is Grand Bahama Power Company operates as a regulated utility under the Grand Bahama Port Authority. We know that. Grand Bahama Port Authority is its regulator. There are those who question that as a thing, right? Who question that as a thing? Because IRCA regulates the Port Authority. He said it says here with a guaranteed approved return on rate base of 8.5%. He said he believes it's 10% now. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you. See, if the government approves your, if a regulator approves your margin and sets your margin and says you could only make 8.5%, that don't mean a whole lot to me, because if the government isn't really checking your cost, those costs can be manipulated, because your profits are what you earn on top of the cost you submit. So let me give you an example of something, Laverne. You know that at the pumps, the gas tanks where you go get your gasoline for your car, right?
Right.
If you were in the United States, I suspect, I believe it is done here, but I don't know, right? But I suspect so. Do you know that those tanks have to be inspected so that there is an assurance that the calibration is such that when they say that you pumped a gallon, you actually pumped a gallon, half a gallon? You know that's true?
Yes, that is true. And I am aware that in New Providence, they do have that, because on Morning Glen, they've been on a couple of times, they go and they check. I don't know if that happens in Grand Bahama, but I know that in New Providence.
Okay. So a fuel surcharge gets charged to you.
Who checks?
A cost gets charged to you. A check by whom?
Right.
What third party could say, yeah, man, yeah, they should have charged you 23 cents. We know what the base rate is, because the base rate was approved. This fuel surcharge, this is a discretionary item. Now, mind you, the law has some kind of talk about fuel surcharge when it comes to BPL and stuff like that, and how it's supposed to be done, et cetera, and so forth, right? but the point I make is, trust is a serious thing. So C. Allen sent me something yesterday. The fuel surcharge in August 2025, 23.53. That's 23 cents.
Yeah.
A little over, almost 24 cents. You know what the fuel surcharge was in May? This is according to the information sent to me. And this is from Power Company. It was 16 cents.
Okay.
In May. 23 cents now. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? Could somebody tell me why? Okay, so here's the thing. I'm not saying there isn't a why, but does anybody
know
why? Yeah. Has anybody been told why?
Do the regulators know why?
And I don't know. And people just sit there. They'll sit there, and you know what you could do. The monopoly. They are a monopoly. I can tell you what you could do. We can read some of these. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Oh, the caller dropped. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This text says, hey, Z and Laverne, my power bill for July is $923 in Pindus Point. It's like the settlements were hit harder this month. The kids away in Bryland to their Grammy, and only and complaining the power can't stay on over there. My Lord, $923. $923, so the fuel is, yeah, the fuel is bonded. It says, good afternoon, sir.
I'm going to buy more recent.
Say, I received my Freeport power bill for the period of June 30th to August 1st in the amount of $248.93. I was so amazed because the house is empty. No one lives there. Power consumption is basically from the fridge and internet and one outside light. Imagine what it would be if I still lived there. Laugh out loud. The power company did not receive approval for the last rate increase, so maybe this is their way to mitigate that. Mm. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Z. And good afternoon, Luann.
Good afternoon.
Luann, it's always a pleasure hearing your voice on Thursday, but it's a double pleasure to hear your voice twice on Thursday. Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Tuago, about 3 years ago, and thing in your show, I remember when you used to be saying, well, yeah, we don't have them problems in Freeport. We don't have no power outage. We ain't have no high bill.
You remember that?
So welcome to the club, buddy. Welcome to the club, buddy. You used to be saying, yeah, you don't have that problem. You know, we don't have that problem in Freeport, man. We don't have no power outage. We have low bill.
We joined you, buddy.
Yes, sir. But talking about reading the bill with binoculars, BEC/BPL, I know you all have them over there, but they had some digital meters.
Yeah.
Where they could read when you have your dogs and all your high wall and everything like that. They read it from the road. So they wouldn't really read it. Because then, just how this just happened to me yesterday, the water pump wasn't coming on by one of my buildings, and I look at the meter and ain't nothing was showing on the meter, and it's clear. So I had to call BEC and they said, emergency service, I don't have the meter to change. But when they get there, they say, power, they had that. So what happened, there was a little gray box on the side of the pump. But what I'm saying is, I ain't seeing nothing there. But when he put the tester there, current there, and the lights around the property still come on. So the power to the meter, but it ain't showing nothing. So they still reading it some type of how. Because, you know, digitally.
Yep.
That's what happened. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you calling always.
Like, if your bill is $400 for June, sometimes there's guests to make your bill. Then your bill for August will be $400 too. That's how they do sometimes. When the money ain't come out to go around, they guesstimate it. So you all have a nice day, man.
You too, brother. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang, how you doing? See Alan Johnson.
Hey, what's up, Sian?
Hi, see Alan.
Yeah, I know. Tell me, calling from hell.
In hell, man.
But let me just say, Lang, before I get to the Grand Bahama Power, from the time the government of the Bahamas announced this so-called energy plan, right, for the Bahamas, there's no energy plan. The government of the Bahamas has no energy plan. What they've been doing is masquerading a BPL energy plan, which should be subject to a national energy plan as an energy plan. And we don't know what those is either. And I've asked for Grand Bahama Power, as well as the Bahamas, to ask for these things, not just this. If you used to have a show, you'd have to have a six-hour show on energy reform in the Bahamas, because these are the data that I've been asking for, and that they say they're making decisions on, but no one has seen concerning reducing consumption from consumers, what is cost across the board. All of this information, for you to make an energy strategy for the Bahamas, you must consume all of the available data in the marketplace from within BPL, from within the government, everything. They have not produce it, and I put to you the Bahamas of the government, and I believe BPL in its truest sense from the questions I've asked them in person and online, do not have the information. So at best, our national energy plan and even BPL energy plan, I would like for them to call me out on this, is a guess at best. And so now when you come back to Grand Bahama, you ask a question. Because of failure of the major engines on Grand Bahama, we are being run now almost primarily on generators. The efficiency of those generators is nothing comparable to the regular engine. So in essence, if you let's say you were running the generator and you were using, I mean, just to make a figure, you were using 1 million gallons of fuel. And to generate this, like 1 megawatt of power. But now you're using 1.5 million or 1.3 million of fuel to generate the So you, so now, remember, that's a pass-through. So now they're burning more fuel to generate the same amount of power. And that's what's killing us.
And you're, and, so, and, you're, and by the way, your income ain't gone up.
No, absolutely nothing. Nothing has changed. But this is where...
Your sales ain't gone up.
No, actually, we're down. But this is where... Let me give you another part of it. In conversations with the power companies and others, because our population has decreased, that has added another level of inefficiencies to the engine, which then caused costs to be spread among the lesser amount of people. So... So what happens is that if they were generating power for 25,000 people, and they were equally shared across the 25,000 people, it cost them the same to generate the power for 19,000 people, but that's now spread, the bill is now spread across those 19,000. So there you go, you see your increase. And so this is why I ask, and Guardian Radio is a testament to this, almost every single day or every week, I asked, where's this information? Where's the government with this information they claim they're making this thing? So inform individuals. If even if we're not informed, they owe us an explanation. They owe us an education to tell us exactly what is happening. And with all due respect, BPL has not done that. What they do is they come in, tell you they got 45 minutes to marshal to you. And let me tell you what was told to me. Mind you, Mr. Lang, I have worked in the development of chips.
I got another
call on the line. No, I just gave this 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
30 seconds. I work in the development of chips with circuits in the millions of millions. And they tell me I would not understand how four wires running across the Bahamas would work and how it's interconnected. Okay? That I'm not smart enough to figure out how that is done. And that's what I'm saying. This is nothing more than misinformation they're giving us, representing this change. Thank you so much.
I got you, brother. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good day, Lang, and good day to your guest, Levine. One of the previous callers said that they even in their house, and the bill came up to $200-something just for one light and refrigerator and the internet service, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, along with Levine, without no bill, I want to ask Levine and that previous caller, have they considered getting or having the electrician do an electrical audit to find out how many solar panels they're going to need to run those same appliances through the day and how much battery backup they will need to run those appliances through the night to reduce their consumption to basically nothing? You see where I'm coming from, Lang and Levine?
Yes, yep. I actually have that on my list. Thank you.
Once
you make that sacrifice for that minimal stuff, and then when you want to, you know, throw your leg up on the chandelier and have your air conditioned pipe in at that special moment, then you don't have to worry about that too much. That's the other thing, okay?
Yeah. Thank you very much. In fact, that's the segue right there. Because you can't just sit down and take it, folk. Like, you could cuss the power company. They ain't going to change nothing. You cuss them. They can keep on rolling on because you ain't got nobody else to go to. Except if you don't take it and you do something different. You have to do something. Now, you do the things that you can do differently, you know, are things like we have done, Levine. You know, you make sure you got LED lights. You make sure you change as many things to maybe propane or whatever else you could do as an alternative fuel and so forth and so forth. But lots of people now are hopping on the solar alternative. And yes, it's the upfront cost is something. So that's prohibitive for some people. So I'm not suggesting this is a solution for everybody because everybody could come up with them couple thousand dollars or several hundred dollars, etc. But child, let me tell you something. Don't cuss. Strategize. Plan. don't cost strategize plan. Sometimes, and I could tell Grandmama Power Company this. I can tell you this. Sometimes you make people shut their business down. Close it. That's the truth. You make them do it. Right? Because they just have to decide, okay, I can't fight this anymore. I can't do it.
Right?
Right? And you shut it down. Right? So now the business ain't making no money, ain't using no power, and you ain't getting a nickel nor a dime. Because that's what people have to do. Otherwise, though, you strategize towards some medium or long-term solution. And I have discovered if there are people out there, if you will work with them, they will work with you. Because if we don't have competitors to the power company, and that's not unusual. Most places don't. Your competition has to be alternative things that you do that causes you to use less.
And I think even so, Shivago, even with the cost that you say, the upfront cost sometimes may be prohibitive, we also have to look at how we can do this in numbers, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a larger group will yield a better cost. And so we need not be afraid, everybody, I kind of work this for myself, I'm trying to work that for myself, what about if we all work together? That may be a considerable amount of buying power that could afford us a better rate for everyone.
Yeah, if you spend thousands of dollars in capital in your business, thousands of dollars in income in your home, the business doesn't want to close down. You'd like to see an opportunity to get your capital back. And a homeowner doesn't want to live in a house that they made beautiful for themselves and it's hot as hell because you can't afford the electricity bill. That miserable life. You don't want to do that. But I mean, these costs are, and I want the power company to understand what people are saying. Okay? This is what they said. To spring a bill on you that is twice what you are accustomed to without explanation or reason or understanding, that is not good business. Oh, I lie. Maybe that's good business. I don't know. This text says, good day, Lang. Where's Erica to help us? Well, Erica is in the court fighting the power company of GB, the Grand Bahama Port Authority, about being the regulator for the power company. So Erica can't help you because Erica is not regarded as the regulator for the power company and the court has to decide the matter. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. It's ironic. Oh. Says, hi, Mr. Lang. My mom lives in Grand Bahama and her light bill, which I just received for last month, is $896. Her previous last month's bill was $690. I thought that was ridiculous, but I paid it nonetheless and left it alone. She has three ductless, never keeps on all on at one time. She lives alone. Absolutely ridiculous. Could Laverne repeat the address again, please?
Absolutely. gbpa.com/quality-assurance-complaints/. bbpa.com/quality-assurance-complaints/.
This text says, so true. Cost climbing, but income and revenue of the consumer flat. Absolutely. Let me tell you all something. Can I tell you guys this as an economist? Let me tell you, the Bahamas is in a prosperity squeeze. We oftentimes focus, Laverne, on the unemployed, right? We talk about unemployment is down, unemployment is up, the unemployed. But what we don't focus on enough is the employed under and the fully employed. Because if their salaries are going nowhere, but their cost is going up, what is happening to their prosperity?
Yeah, it's decreasing.
It is shrinking.
Yes.
It is shrinking. And, you know, there's something we in economics call the wealth effect. And what the wealth effect says is, and you will know this from your own experience, if you start making more money or you get a couple more dollars, what do?
Spend more.
You spend more. That's called the wealth effect. Well, the wealth effect also has a reverse effect. If you now feel squeezed and you're not making as much, or what you're making doesn't stretch as far, what do?
Spend less.
You spend less. And less spending as a collective phenomenon in an economy results in, all other things being equal, decline or contracting economic circumstances for the country. And then you get to say, oh, the economy isn't growing. In fact, it's contracting. And so that's what we have going on. And the people whose costs are going up are having no regard to the income circumstances of the people who have to pay those costs, particularly essential services like power and them kind of thing. Right? They're going to make a profit. You heard what C. Allen said. They have a guaranteed profit. As long as they're going to come for their cost, they get guaranteed 8, 10%. Those who are in businesses and other businesses have no such guarantee. They got to go fight for that because they got to compete with other people in spaces, not a power company.
Nope.
You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Get ready to catch the thrill and win with Shell. Fuel up with $20 or more and unlock your shot at unforgettable prizes.
We're talking regatta trips to Exuma and Harbor Island.
Free fuel, grocery vouchers, water park passes, and more. Just snap your receipt and WhatsApp it to us at 242-422-0271. The vibes are high, the prizes are hot, and the summer is yours to win with Shell. Only at participating Shell stations in Nassau. Now through August 22nd. Terms and conditions apply.
This October, Bahama invites you to indulge your senses at the Culinary and Arts Festival, where world-class flavors meet breathtaking creativity in the heart of the Bahamas. Join us October 22nd through 26th for an unforgettable celebration featuring culinary legends Marcus Samuelson, Dario Cicchini, Simeon Hall Jr., and Scott Conant, alongside a vibrant lineup of chefs and mixologists. Explore captivating art installations, interactive workshops, and live performances, all set against the stunning backdrop of Nassau's premier luxury resort. From curated tasting events to beachfront feasts and immersive gallery experiences, this is more than a festival. It's a feast for the soul. Tickets and packages are going fast. Visit Bahamar.com to reserve your spot at the Culinary and Arts Festival at Bahamar, where taste and talent take center stage.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time.
I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail, it's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join me here today as I'm here with Mrs. Laverne Gardner, and we're talking about power situation in Grand Bahama and in the Bahamas generally. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so. If you want to text us, please feel free to do so. But we want to talk some solutions, okay? So let me read this text first, though, some of these texts before we talk about some solutions. Not just problems, some solutions. This texter says, good afternoon, Ms. Gardner. It is imperative that that Grand Bahamians band together and exercise our right to obtain an alternative energy source, namely solar power. We need to invite solar energy companies from across the Bahamas to Grand Bahama to carry out an assessment and then provide affordable solar energy packages for up to get us off the grid. If we begin investing in ourselves by investing in local solar energy companies, we will have a whole lot less headache and financial frustration as a result of the injustice meted out by the Grand Bahama Power Company. Here are the companies we should be looking into turn the tide in energy generation. Well, if you want those companies to help me mention their names on the show, tell them there's a way to do that. They could contact me. I'm happy to have them come on the show. But Guardian Radio has a business, okay? And I don't want to be unfair. Now, I am happy, though, that they segued us there. So, Laverne, as I said earlier,
yes.
I ain't cussing no company. I ain't getting mad and vexed with you. I don't want Grand Bahama Power Company to go out of business. They ain't gonna go out of business, but I can tell you one thing. My mummy, as they say, ain't raised no fool. I'm not gonna sit around and just take it. When I first get hit with the big bill at the little business, $1,600, I said, well, we gotta do something. It's convenient to have a walk-in freezer. It's for business, it's convenient. Well, we had to get a little more inconvenient and do some other alternative things. That was a savings. These solar companies are getting very good at what they do. Very good at what they do. And they are an alternative and they are an option and we need to use them. I agree with the texter. And some of them are offering some excellent discounts on what they do. And so there are solutions out there to help you. You may not get off the grid completely, but you don't have to be no slave to a grid that doesn't work for you. And I'm blaming them. Some things just don't work for you. Like me, I can't drink milk because I'm lactose intolerant. I can't blame the milk for having lactose, but I don't drink it because it ain't good for me. Well, if the cost of electricity and power in the way it is structured right now ain't working for you, do something different. You got to find different ways to do things. Do you know that there are propane generators and stuff out there? They have alternative.
No, I didn't realize.
Yes, ma'am. They have tri-fuel generators. You could use gasoline. You could use LNG, which we don't have, or you could use propane. They offer enormous power opportunities. Can be run all day, and then if you want to switch back to the grid, you can switch back to the grid or vice versa or something like that. But there are things that can be done because right now, you are essentially paying 43 cents a kilowatt hour. when you consider the base rate on the fuel surcharge. It's more than that. Yes, 46 cents. 46 mm-hmm. cents. It's expensive. And you live in a tropical climate. So who's going to, in the heat of the summer, have their mommy, elderly people or children suffer in the heat if they could do something about it? Their staff suffer in the heat if they can do something about it? Because all because you're trying to don't get sticker shock when you get your next power bill. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. There are alternatives. There are things that can be done. Maybe this is an area where the government could step in and say, yeah, you wanna switch up to some solar and it costs you $5,000. Maybe there's something we could do to subsidize that so you could afford it. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Brother Shivago. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Laverne. Hey. It's great to hear you in the afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Shivago, this is one very, very, very important topic that you have chosen today. And, you know, as someone who really believes in the solar industry now, because I have a few friends who actually does solar panels and providing power to homes and stuff, I would recommend to everyone right now who is right now considering constructing their homes, or even those who have an existing home, you know, to go ahead and actually begin to put that infrastructure in place for solar energy. You know, it's a cheaper source in terms of energy. Yes, the equipment may be a little expensive, especially the batteries, but you know, in planning for the future, anyone who's about to do a home now, I am going to tell you, it would be in your best interest to consider in your electrical infrastructure to at least put the infrastructure down, and you could piece it even as you do your constructing your home, because these bills aren't going anywhere. Right now in Nassau, they say the bills are kind of manageable, but I can tell you it's kind of volatile because you don't know how long this is going to be. It's going to jump back up again. It's just that we don't know when, but we know it's going to go back up again. So, you know, you got to plan for the eventuality, and that is, you know, go ahead, even persons with homes right now in closing, you know, go ahead and look at the aspect of doing solar. We got sun, what, 320-some days out of the year, and it's a great energy source. Let's look at solar rising our homes and get off the grid. And that takes the bite out of the profit margin too for some of these operations who don't really have true regard for the average Bahamian citizen. But thanks for taking my call. I'll continue to listen.
Thank you, man. Listen, but let me also say this. Today, I'm not as interested in solutions that you think the government could provide or the power company could provide. I'm not interested in that today. You know why? Because anyone who's waiting for the government or the power company has some time to spend. You have to try to do what you could do for yourself today. That's what I want to finish up the show talking about. What you can do for yourself. Okay? Don't sit there and get your blood pressure so high you're going to go to the hospital with a stroke. Don't roll over all night worrying about how you can pay no power bill and don't know what you could do about having to pay no high power bill. And yes, when things cool down, the bill is going to go down some and you're going to forget this until the summer roll over around again. No, we have to think about what can I do to put myself in a permanently better scenario than I existed in and I exist in today.
Absolutely.
And there are alternatives. Propane is an alternative. God help us when LNG is available. LNG is an alternative, and solar is an alternative.
That's why I said, I think, you know, even in terms of the cost, while we're saying the upfront cost may be much, a lot, that's why I'm saying if we can work together, even as the texter said, work together. You're telling me that if there's 20 families, 10 businesses, 30 families, how many other businesses saying, this is what we're looking at, this is what we need, what can you do for us? You think a company is going to say, nah, I'm not budget?
You can let
the possible amount, all of that walk out the door.
Yep.
No way.
We can find ways. Those, first of all, those who can, you do what you can. Those who can't do that, maybe there's something else that you can do. Right? Because ain't no savior coming to help you with this problem, not this particular problem. Savior coming to help you is your soul. But in terms of the power, Bill, you got to take some measures and you have to take some steps yourself. And you have to sit down and apply yourself to some thinking, talk to people who have done some stuff, who know how to do some stuff, and maybe get yourself into a better situation. Because, I mean, if your income isn't rising, your cost going up, man, listen, somebody just sent me that BPL bill, Laverne. Just sent it to me, right? $2,991.91 bill they have gotten for August.
They have a small business?
No, this a residence.
No.
There's a residence. This the rest.
Oh God.
$2,991.91.
That's the current bill, or that's with a res?
That's the current bill. I mean, the bill, the res was a little bit, the current bill is $2,094. Hmm. That's what the charge was for the month.
Wow. But it's like you said, we could get frustrated and we could grant and we could rage. But what we need to do is really work on solutions fast and alternatives. What are alternatives and how can we take advantage of those alternatives? That is the best message that we can send.
And if the power company wants to help itself, forget lowering the cost for the moment. You know, maybe you say you can't do that. Maybe it should try to have a posture and a face and a voice and a presence that says to its customers, dang, I hate to tell you, but expect this, that, and the next thing over the next 3 months, okay? And I tell you what we'll do. You know, we have our costs, but what we're going to try to do is X, Y, and Z to try to cushion what we know is going to happen to you, because we know things could be tough this way. How about that? I lie, Laverne, or am I just dreaming?
You're just dreaming, but okay. I would love for that to happen. I would love for that to happen. We typically, a couple of days before the bill comes out, we typically get a notification via Facebook that this is what the fuel surcharge is. Okay?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
thanks for that.
Just, and that's like, this what it is?
Mm-hmm. This what thanks it is. For that. Appreciate that.
You have to eat.
Yeah, appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It says, hi, Mr. Lang. Seems the power company doesn't care about servicing their machines to run efficiently because the cost can always be passed down to the consumer. So sad. I you all heard, it wasn't Seattle who called, eh? I think it was Seattle who talked about the generators they got running the machines now, eh?
Yeah.
man, what can you do? What can you do? Anyway, you know,
find
let's
an alternative
pay our,
source. That's
find an alternative. Listen to me. I got this bill. And by the way, I don't mind telling you all, they did cut the power off, you know. You know, mm-hmm. I was away. The power was off in the restaurant. Yeah. So the
you
power
said
was
that.
Off.
You said that when you explained.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Power's off. And, you know, out of generator, we're using the generator. Then the generator had a problem. And so the power was off for a couple of days, you know. Stuff, all ice cream melted. Lost that. Yeah. So, you know, it's a problem. Lost all the revenue you could have made a couple of days. You know, so I don't have that to pay the bill. So, you know, it's on back on now. I sucked it up and paid that. What was it I paid? $2,800. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's just the rest, though. The bill, the whole bill was, the whole bill is $4,617.43. They tell me I still owe them $1,700.
Okay. For 1 month.
For 1 month.
For 1 month.
Oh. So and, the bill
you,
for,
and you no longer use the walk-in freezer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The
so
bill
your
for
bill,
the month.
Your monthly bill is the same as if when you had
the walk-in freezer. When I had the walk-in freezer. I not my fault. I ain't do nothing in the business to drive up this cost. I didn't do anything. But what I'm saying is I didn't cuss the power company. I went in and I paid my bill. We tried to negotiate with them. A means for a way forward, but it didn't work to my satisfaction. And so I didn't cuss them. I don't still ain't cussing them. I wish them well. God bless you all. Yeah, y'all do well.
No, what you but did I, was strategizing and finding another solution.
I had a conversation. I had a conversation with my solar provider, and we are waking some out. I don't believe in getting stuck and just sitting around frustrated by things. I'm going to try to find a solution. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Selene. How are you?
I'm here, man. What's happening?
Yeah, okay. I'm good. I think with the problem with the bill, right, is the fuel surcharge most of the time, right?
Yeah, a lot of times it's the fuel surcharge. Yeah.
So, wouldn't the hedging of give us some relief and some certainty on the bill?
Well, let me say this to you guys, and I want you all to hear me when I say this. You know, on this show, I try to educate as much as I can. Hedging can work for you. Okay, so it is something that can work for you, but it also can work against you. So I just don't want to say hedging would have solved the problem. Because what happens with hedging is, so you buy fuel, let's say you buy fuel at $50 a barrel. If the price of fuel goes up for the period that you are hedged, then you are better off. It is also true that the fuel could go down. So it could go down to $40. Now you're paying more than you would have paid if you were paying in the open market. So all I'm saying is, yes, hedging can help. It's no guarantee, but it can be a strategy to help.
But on this scenario, right? Say the hedging had you lock into would to give you a bill with the same consumption around say $300, $400, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were locking for a year, 2 years, right? But the good thing, $300 is more manageable than $1,000.
Yeah, if the hedging works for you, then yes, you get the benefit. If it works for you, yes.
Yeah, once it don't go down, but the way fuel is,
fuel ain't
appears that they are going down drastically no time soon.
Well, it's fluctuated. It's fluctuated. You know, in the U.S., I've been to the U.S. several times over the last 6 months, and I know what you live in, but I seen gasoline price down to $2 and something. I saw some place where gasoline was $1.97.
Yeah, that's
the lowest
the US,
I saw it was like two and a little thing.
Because the U.S. are using their own fuel now, because remember now they are doing their own fuel now.
But that's where you're buying fuel from. You're buying fuel from Shell SO.
What they just now started to do, I think under Biden and now continue under Trump. I'm saying to you,
we buy our fuel from Shell. Shell is a U.S. company. So they buy the same fuel.
Well, I think there's some difference with the fuel what they use in there as for a country than the fuel what they sell to us. I think that's a difference in there.
We don't know that to be true. That doesn't have to be true.
I said I think.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying I don't.
So, So why are we not benefiting from the low fuel? Why are we not benefiting from the low fuel? That's what
I said. I got you, brother. I got you. We got another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller. We're listening to you. Okay. Well, I don't know. Work for some solutions. That's the bottom line, Laverne.
Yes, that is the bottom line. We have to figure out solutions that work for us. And that's what's going to happen, because waiting, like you said, and hoping, I mean, and that has a place, and we could advocate, of course, but in the meantime, while we're advocating, we need some relief for those of us who are experiencing these high electricity bills. And so whatever alternatives that we can find, we need to find them, see how best, and, you know, I'm all about sharing the cost, and let's do what we can do. You have your groupings, you have your cliques. Let's have a conversation about that.
Yep. Unfortunately, though, but I do want to end on this note. Unfortunately, there are residential people, there are families for whom these big bills put them in a very bad spot.
Absolutely.
Schools opening. You got it, a rising cost in other spaces and places.
Mm-hmm.
And now this. It's a bad spot. There are businesses.
That's a terrible spot.
They are in a terrible spot. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their reality right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I've been here with Mrs. Laverne Gardner. Thank you very much, Laverne, for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Pleasure.
And God spares life. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great evening. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.